This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
So at one level, you look at a lawsuit against Carpe Diem, against President Trump, for a meme that Carpe Diem put out that was already a big, huge meme. He just riffed on it. Trump has nothing to do with it. He just tweeted something. He 100% they have no standing. But they don't care. It's just another way to get lawfare and try to make Carpe Diem and Trump spend money and have some corrupt judges push the lawsuit forward. But Carpe Diem saying he's probably going to strike back. Thank you so much for all you do. You're an amazing host. You know, I know you host your own show, but I ran into it about a month ago, so I've been actually binge watching. I only do it once a week, but I watched like a few months back while I was on the treadmill. You're really funny when you get out of your shell. You do good with me, but you're a lot better on your own show. So tell folks about that show. And I'm not putting you down. I'm just saying you're a little more out of the box than a little more out of the shell. And then other comments about how huge this is.
So the show is Carpe's Corner. I know it's sort of cringy name, but whatever. But I just talk to, it's not really so much an interview, it's just a discussion show. So I just have discussions with conservative people, anybody that really wants to talk to me, you know, some of the biggest names in conservatism. And we just talk for a half hour, you know, whatever time they're able to give me, and talk about just whatever we want to talk about. And it's about a once a week show. Every once in a while I'll take a little break, but.
You just interviewed Scott Adams. I see it just said it went up a little while ago.
Yeah, I did that on Wednesday. I've had, you know, I had Diamond and Silk on a couple weeks ago. I had Greg Gutfeld on.
And that's the answer, as I love it. You're not just a meme maker. Now you're on air as well. In this fight, we've all got to have our voices hit on as many platforms as we can. Not because you even probably want to, but it's got to be done. And let me guess, the more they try to suppress you, the more you fought back.
Well, yeah, you know, I like to expand into new territory, and so the show was sort of an obvious thing. And I also like to give voices to people that have been silenced. So, I've had Gavin on there. I've had Milo on there. Laura's been on there.
Here I am. I want to come on with you, brother. Have me on.
Well, yeah, let's do it. My door is always open. Anytime you want to come on, we'll work.
I haven't been doing a lot of interviews lately, but I'm about to do a whole bunch, so just get ready for those.
Okay,
including the big one everybody's waiting for.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Take your shirt off at one point. Just rip that shirt off. Make sure that we have a really good episode.
You know, I need to blow the doors off. I think I will go Hulkamania for you and your show. But seriously, the election. What's your gut level on the election?
Well, I think it's looking better every day. Every day that Joe Biden continues to do semi-public things with five people in the audience, and every day that he can't even like read off of a teleprompter, I think is a step in the right direction. You know, I what I've always said about this election, at least since, you know, the coronavirus stuff started happening, was that this was all going to be about how much the Democrats cheat. So I think if we can manage the cheating and keep that under control, I don't think anything's going to be a problem for Trump.
I totally agree, but what does it say about their brains, Carpe, that they would run this? If he was cognitively bad 2 years ago, he's really bad now. Why did they think they could do that? That shows big problems.
Well, it does. I think there are huge problems in the Democratic Party if this is the best field that they could create. But, you know, I think it speaks to a bigger problem with the Democratic Party, which is that they have embraced their most extreme elements, and they've gotten away from their middle ground, real Democrats. And so when they had to go back to, you know, the middle of the road Democrat, even though he was a bad choice because all of the other ones had already embraced the far, far left. So Biden was the only person that was, you know, within a mile or two of some sort of middle Democrat ground. And they know that they can't get elected just based on this small radical element in their party.
I agree. Carpe Diem, glad to see that you're not fazed by this fake lawsuit. People will support you now more than ever. Give us an update next week. And when are we going to get more Carpe Diem?
Well, you know, I'm doing work all the time. You can find it on any of my channels. It's not as regular as it used to be, but you'll be able to find it, and you might even see it on.
All right, we love you, brother. Stay with us. We've got big news on COVID-19 straight ahead. This is going to come down to fight over how many people are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they've said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil-worshipping child molesters. It's not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy me. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the dam blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming. Francis Boyle, who's the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law that was then, in much consideration, adopted into world law, much of it. And he's here with us. I'm not going to go over his whole bio and all the things that he's broken. He's been accurate about. Most of you know who he is. But when you have this top virologist that worked at the WHO, Dr. Li Mingyan, coming out and being censored for what she said and dovetailing with what the Indian scientists and the Australian scientists and the Russian scientists and the British scientists and the U.S. scientists all said about COVID-19 being man-made in that lab, and now you've got the U.S. ambassador to China that just resigned, so we're basically going to war with China. We're already at war with them, but it's gone to another level. He just resigned as being recalled, saying they're behind it, they may have launched it. The attempts to cover that up are huge. You can debate all day how deadly COVID is. It's a real virus. It's got great gain of function. Does kill people, especially older folks. But it's the political power of the virus, and then them trying to blame Trump and America for it is just incredible. So I'm going to try my best in this hour to try to give Dr. Francis Boyle much of the floor to go over it, because I've been interviewing him for probably 20 years. It's something like that. He's never sent me a giant treatise of analysis and links, a lot of which I know, a lot of which I didn't know, that he wanted to give me as a blueprint. So I respect the fact that Professor Boyle, who has active classes and all the work he did all this work. So I'm going to try to then not interrupt too much with the breaks we have so he can go through this blueprint. That really puts the nail in the coffin of this being man-made, and then it obviously ties back to some of the deep state. So thank you, Dr. Boyle. You've been completely vindicated from what you said in January and February and March on this show and others. So thank you for joining us. Go ahead and start wherever you'd like.
Well, thank you, Alex, for having me on, and my best to your viewing audience. And I really want to commend you, Alex, for getting the message out here very early on and consistently so that large numbers of people can hear this when, of course, all the mainstream news media has completely censored me right out of there, despite the fact that I wrote the law that governs this. But in any event, we must understand that the Wuhan BSL-4 is China's Fort Detrick. Okay, it's a euphemism just to call it Wuhan BSL-4. China's Fort Detrick. And we all know that at Fort Detrick, they engage the research, development, testing, stockpiling of biological weapons. They've done that from the get-go. So we have to start with that proposition. Yes, I did hear the statement on CNN just recently by Ambassador Branstad there from Iowa. I agreed with what he was saying. I did listen to the Hong Kong doctor's interview there on Tucker blowing the whistle here. And I did read her article, her scientific article, and I sent you the portions that I thought were important from her summing it up. But as I said, starting January 24, this Wuhan coronavirus is an offensive biological warfare weapon. It has been given gain-of-function activities to make it more lethal and more infectious. The Hong Kong doctor pointed this out in both her interview and in her scholarly paper. HIV has been DNA genetically engineered in there. That has been confirmed by the French Nobel Prize winner in medicine, who also discovered that HIV created AIDS. That's pretty definitive. And, of course, you mentioned the Indian study that we discussed before. In addition, the Wuhan BSL-4 bragged on its website that it had been able to apply nanotechnology to viruses. Nanotechnology is used to aerosol biological warfare agents in order to deliver them to human beings. And that is certainly the tip-off right there, the aerosolization of a biological warfare agent, that it's clearly a weapon. Fort Detrick does the exact same thing. They've done it to Ebola. They've done it to all
the. And by the way, you're not the only one saying this. All the scientists that look at it now are saying what you said. But how did you know in January? You want to talk about yourself? I know you have sources, or was it just the papers and following what happened at Chapel Hill 5 years ago? How were you the first to call it? You are the first. You're recognized as that.
You're right, Alex. And as a matter of fact, last May, I gave a 90-minute interview to three or four reporters for Associated Press, and they admitted I was the first to identify this, and then I gave them the 90-minute interview, and that interview never appeared for obvious reasons. As I said before, I've been censored out of all mainstream U.S. News media sources, and that includes...
And now what do you make of Facebook blocking this admitted Chinese scientist in Hong Kong at the WHO viral center? I mean, she has the pedigree. She's saying everything you say is right. She's being censored now. This is outrageous.
You have to read the paper, right? Everything is in there in great scientific detail, including how to manufacture COVID-19, how they did it. You know, I don't have a PhD in microbiology, but I can read these things, and it's all there. It's very clear, sure.
Well, sure, I don't just believe her. I read the paper, too. It's all the background that was – most of this is public, but these scientists think we're dumb. Most of this is actually already out there.
That's correct. That's why it's so important that – you put me on to go through those scientific studies that were in the public record in existence at that time. And now this Hong Kong doctor simply reinforces everything, including the gain-of-function work done at the University of North Carolina involving the Wuhan BSL-4? I mean, why is the University of North Carolina working with China's Fort Detrick? And indeed, that is why you need a BSL-4 to aerosolize these weapons with nanotechnology. That's why people have to wear a moon suit. That is why you have to have a portable air supply. That is why it is so dangerous. It floats on the air, in the air, above the air. Up to
which you said in January, but China denied. Now they admit. Now the U.S. ambassador to China is confirming what you said, which they're saying is an act of war, which is why the Pentagon didn't want to admit this. So let's talk about, we'll go wherever you want. We can also talk about, because you did author the U.S. biological weapons law, and then it became a treaty, about what does this mean to the world that this is coming out, and then China's trying to blame Trump and America? Is there any, did Trump fail? I'll get your expert view on that. Dr. Francis Boyle, law professor, author of the U.S. biological weapons law that then got adopted as the world law, is the trailblazer in this, and he's been proven totally right. We'll break it all down on the other side. You might want to tell folks to tune in.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
An expert on bioweapons, first person to expose this being man-made out of Wuhan is here. He doesn't like to speculate and ask why they did it or who's behind it. He just gets into what's going on. But now the U.S. ambassador from China has been recalled, not under trouble, but to come back because he basically said we're in a war footing. You've got China buzzing Hong Kong and Taiwan. You've got all these scientists coming out confirming it's man-made. It has great gain of function. And then you've got all these U.S. corporations involved in the U.N. and in U.S. researchers. So instead of me asking questions, it's probably best just the rest of the segment, the next, so Dr. Boyle can get into all this. And he's also written this big breakdown he sent us. If you'd like to go over this, sir, I know this is, I was told my eyes only, but I was thinking this might be notes to cover. There's so many things here. Just get into whatever you think's best for folks.
Sure. Well, Alex, again, this was... COVID-19 was developed as an offensive biological warfare weapon by China at their Fort Detrick. I guess they figured we have a Fort Detrick and our biological weapons, so they're going to do the exact same thing. We must be clear what happened here. Others have said, oh, well, they're just trying to do this research and develop a vaccine. That's pure baloney. This is an offensive biological warfare weapon, existentially dangerous, gain of function, DNA, genetic engineering, HIV right in there. God knows what else is in there from what I've read, and also nanotechnology, so it can travel up to 27 feet in the air. Even if you believe the Woodward tapes, President Trump said, yes, it travels on the air. He is correct about that. Now, what happened here? As far as I have been able to reconstruct, Alex, the first public case mentioned in press over there in Asia was about November 16th of someone going to a hospital with a strange pneumonia-like illness in Wuhan, China. Okay. Now, to me, that indicates then that President Xi probably knew about this immediately. Again, this is his Fort Detrick. We have pictures of him out there at Fort Detrick. He knew exactly what was going on at Fort Detrick. This notion that, well, these low-level officials, town officials, covered it up, that's nonsense, too. You know, let's be honest. I'm not anti-communist one way or the other. I'm not anti-China. I'm not here to bash China or anything like that. But under Xi, we see a communist dictatorship on steroids. So he was alerted, certainly, by then, if not before then, and ordered an immediate cover-up of this exact catastrophe. He knew full well how dangerous it was. They had done the exact same thing with the SARS pandemic back in 2003. That was a biological warfare agent. It leaked out of a Chinese BSL-3, and they proceeded to cover that up, too. Xi had this covered it up. The whole Chinese government proceeded to cover it up. If they hadn't done this, if they had immediately clamped down on Wuhan, hopefully, you know, maybe this all could have been prevented. I can't say. I think it could have. but they didn't. They covered it up, and they have to assume responsibility for this. And we have to understand that to be fair in the situation. And again, I'm not trying to bash China here. I'm just trying to tell the facts as I see them. Because we
And you said earlier, Dr. Boyle, just interrupt you. You said this is their Fort Detrick. He said Xi Jinping was at Fort Detrick. You're being clear. He was at, you're saying, the Wuhan lab on video over and over again. We have 5-year-old videos on Spanish and on Italian TV bragging they were developing chimeras. I mean, they weren't even hiding all this. So the fact that they're trying to deny this is going on is asinine.
That's correct. And so, you know, we have to understand what happened here. And the ambassador today was correct to say, Ambassador Branstad, that this came out of this lab and they proceeded to cover it up. And I think the cover up began no later than November 16. It could have started before then.
And that's why, and I respect you. You were the first to expose this. I respect you. You think it's accidental, looking at the chain of events, then they just used it for political purposes over here?
Right. I did hear that the Hong Kong scientist say she thought it was deliberately released. With all due respect to her, she's a very courageous woman. But she provided no evidence of that. As far as I have been able to tell from my research, somehow accidentally leaked out of there.
Because the response looks like it's a leak, right? It just looks like that.
I believe it's a leak, right. I don't think it was a deliberate release. I'm prepared to consider more evidence if I see it.
What if somebody inside, because Gates had a bunch of researchers, so did Fauci, what if it wasn't even China? What if one of their people leaked it on purpose and then knew China would cover it up and then they knew they would blame it on Trump? Because that's been the chain of events. You know, there could be a third party involved in this.
We're not sure, but you are correct about Fauci, because this was on Fauci's computer. He was paying for it. You can read the Hong Kong scientist paper that just came out this week. NIAID was paying for that. It was approved by NIH. So I suspect, I'm sure, that the moment the first report came out in the international news media, that there was someone with a pneumonia-like illness there in Wuhan, Fauci called it up on his computer and it figured, just type in Wuhan. What are we doing in Wuhan? And it was clear that University of North Carolina, Wuhan BSL-4 for Dietrich scientific article came right up. I got it off their webpage.
I was about to say, they did not cover their tracks. Did you see the World Bank stuff where 2 years ago they called it COVID-19, and then in March in Spain they found COVID-19 in the sewage?
I haven't seen that report, no. But in any event,
we know they've been covering this stuff up for a while, is what I'm saying.
Right, they've been lying, you know, but we lie about it too, Alex. I mean, we have to be realistic. You know, when it comes to the research, development, testing, stockpiling of biological weapons, they all lie. All these great powers.
No, Dr. Boyle, I'm going to give you the floor again when we come back, but I'm asking you respectfully, sure. And I mean that respectfully. This gives me a headache. I study this all day. I try to tell the truth. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. It gives me a headache because we know it's man-made. Everybody's proven that. You said it first. It's true. And so then who's behind it? And I get, no, it tends to be incompetence. It gets leaked out. But I look at the time it gets leaked out. It just really gives me a lot of pause, and it gets me really confused. So let's come back, get into big picture, and where you see this going as a guy that's been in the zeitgeist. So I just want, I know you don't speculate, which is good. I get that, but it's also frustrating. Just as a husband, as a father, as a human, what do you really think's behind this? Where do you think this is going with COVID-19, all the rest of stuff? Because we know it's man-made. That's been proven. We know China covered it up. So what's coming next? Dr. Francis Boyle is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. This is InfoWars. Stay with us.
You've always
had a pledge from me, and it said, I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my human temporal truth can get, because as the Bible says, we all see through a rose-colored, darkly kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you, I'm telling you the truth, it's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you that this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight. It's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight. And that only happens when you support, which you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy the product. Spread the word. Because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Getting filtered BS from some corporation or some party or some government. This is a real broadcast with affiliates all over the country and millions of you listening right now. Dr. Francis Boyle is a real lawyer who wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, that much of which was turned into a global treaty, who first laid out exactly what was happening even before the major Indian universities and Australian universities and others came out and said it. Now you've got a big virologist that worked at the WHO who saw it and saw the proof, and they knew what was going on. She's come out. She's being censored. So Dr. Bull is not going to tell us speculation. but he's been accurate about the fact that it's man-made. That's now come out. The fact to suppress that shows how desperate they are. I could ask him politically, what does he think is going to happen next? Because he's been at The Hague. He's represented world leaders in The Hague. He's prosecuted war criminals, Milosevic. What does he think Trump's response should be? What should the U.S. ambassador's response be? What should our response be? That's another question. But the next 2 seconds, I'm going to just sit here and turn my mic off, or I'll jump in because it's also interesting. What do you want to impart to folks? What do you want to cover? Because you already told us what's coming or what happened. Tell us what's coming next, Dr. Boyle. We really appreciate you.
Well, it's important to understand this, too, then, Alex, as I was saying. It's clear that Fauci and NIAID immediately covered this up because they knew what was going on. It's also clear that the National Institutes of Health, they were on that, too. The Chinese, the Hong Kong doctor made that clear in her paper. Indeed, this was paused for a while. And then it was resumed. That all happened in the Obama administration. No one is focusing on that at all. Now we get to President Trump. And I'm not here to criticize President Trump. I'm just trying to lay out the facts as I see them. The New York Times reported on Friday, May 22, 2020, that our intelligence agencies did not inform President Trump until January 23 in his morning briefing, January 23. Well, excuse me, I figured it out the next morning, January 24, after a very short period of research, and put out a worldwide alert to well over 500 news media sources. And then later that day gave my interview to Geopolitics and Empire that went viral all over the world. So you mean to tell me that we spend $60 billion a year on these spook agencies and they have satellites and intercepts? They've got everyone wired up the kazoo, as we know from Snowden. And they didn't figure this out until January 23? That's preposterous. They knew full well what was going on. If I could figure this out myself, no later than a week after I paid attention to it, our spook agencies knew full well that this was what was going on. I'm sure probably around the time Fauci figured it out.
Exactly. So I said I wouldn't interrupt. So then I know you don't extrapolate, but why then did they not tell the president, or why did they act dumb?
Sure. Well, first we know, and again, I'm just trying to be objective here, Alex. I'm not supporting President Trump. I'm not a
politician. No, I get it. You're literally just a lawyer and a researcher
CIA,
giving us facts.
The CIA, all these spook agents, as you pointed out, the deep state, they don't like President Trump, and they've been trying to bring him down from the get-go.
They want him to be caught flat-footed, which is now their whole thing.
Second, the CIA has been involved in offensive, criminal, biological warfare work from the get-go. Indeed, the book Germs by Miller and Broad pointed that out in the summer of 2000. So they were covering themselves up until it became impossible not to say something. The height of the pandemic in China was about January 17th or something like that. So I guess that by January 23, they figured they had to tell President Trump. Well, if they had told, and Fauci and NIH and NIAID and all of our spook agencies had told President Trump in the middle of November, when I'm sure they all knew what was going on, he could have called up Xi and read him the Riot Act and said, you shut down Wuhan immediately. And hopefully all this could have been avoided. Now, I'm not trying to explain away what President Trump did or did not
do. Sure, but clearly the deep state didn't tell Trump, and now they're trying to blame him.
Yeah. What else can I say? I'm not trying to explain. Trump has made a lot of mistakes, in my opinion.
Well, sure. So let me ask you this. What do you think Trump should do? What should Trump do right now? I mean, because his ambassador says China's behind this and covered it up. That's all confirmed. So what does Trump do?
Well, Alex, the second thing you asked me earlier, before we get to what Trump, I think, should do, is the agenda here. Now, the agenda is very clear. They want the establishment here, the deep state, the rest of them, want to inject every human being in the world with one of these coronaviruses, vaccines. And these vaccines, in my opinion, will probably be more dangerous than useless. And massive compulsion will be used, certainly against the American people, to get them to take these vaccines. There is no evidence that I am aware of any type of successful vaccine against a biological warfare agent. As a matter of fact, the last time we had this was in the run-up to Gulf War I, where the Bush senior administration forced our armed forces to take experimental medical vaccines for anthrax and botulism. And as you know, I've been working on that for a number of years, too. 500,000 U.S. troops were forced to take those vaccines. In the interim, the last time I looked at the figures, about 11,000 U.S. troops died and 100,000 were disabled. So this is what I'm afraid we are looking at here. There is no evidence to believe that there is any type or could be a vaccine, a safe and effective vaccine. Maybe they'll call it a vaccine.
No, I agree with you. I think Trump has been snookered into saying he's for the vaccine to try to make things positive. But now they're saying, oh, when it hurts people, it's your fault when they're the ones that engineered all this. I mean, I think Trump's really in trouble for that.
There's no vaccine for an offensive biological warfare weapon that has been given gain of functions.
It's got the chimera. Like you said, it just keeps giving these evil gifts. Who knows what it even does?
Right. And the proof is that we've already been through this before. It has HIV DNA genetically engineered into it. We have no vaccine against HIV. I mean, we've tried for a decade and we haven't got one.
Well, that's my next question when we come back to Underboil. When it's got HIV delivery system and all these other viruses, clearly they've already studied what it's going to do with a CRISPR editing system. Who knows what this even really is? I mean, who knows what it's going to do?
That's correct. And synthetic biology was involved in here, too. If you read that UNCB Wuhan BSL-4 contract, they used synthetic coronavirus as the backbone for all this. So you're perfectly correct. So I think these vaccines will be dangerous. They'll be just as dangerous as the vaccine.
Well, Gates says 80% get sick. Stay there. I mean, it's like they're not doubting. Like Gates goes, this is the most dangerous vaccine ever. He's telling us that. What is he getting us ready for? But Francis Boyle, the guy that trailblazed it all, the guy that wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, he's here. We're so blessed to have him. He'll be with us straight ahead. Stay with us back in 4 minutes.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past During times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold, it's true, open-pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Segment with Dr. Francis Boyle. I really appreciate him. He's written this big breakdown for me with all the documentation. I want to just give him the floor here at the end. I keep saying that. I keep jumping in, but he's got a lot out. Every topic you want to cover, every angle, what you see going on here, what you think President Trump should do. Dr. Boyle, thank you for joining us.
Alex, what other point? You saw all the big pharma running an ad in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, say, oh, well, we won't distribute this vaccine unless it has the approval of the FDA. Well, that's a joke and a fraud, too. The FDA is listed on the University of North Carolina Wuhan BSL-4. The FDA works in cahoots with China's Fort Detrick. The FDA gave emergency use for the use of those experimental medical vaccines against our own troops that poisoned our own troops for anthrax and botulism in violation of the Nuremberg Code on Medical Experimentation. So, of course, that's totally preposterous. You can't believe one word any of these agencies are saying. They are all involved in this. They are all covering it up. It's all there in the UNC Wuhan BSL-4 contract. Now, and as confirmed now by the this very courageous Hong Kong scientist, I do believe, so I think these vaccines that we're all going to be compelled and coerced by our employers, and by the way, they're going to order the members of our armed forces to take these vaccines, just like did the anthrax and the botulism, and look what happened to them. So that's the agenda here. It's clear they're going to pump us all up with these vaccines that are more dangerous than worthless to get us to go along, which, what you know, you correctly pointed out, will be a police state. I don't doubt that at all. Now, that being said, I do believe therapeutics can help and prevent us. Yes, I think masks will help. Social distancing will help. Sure, washing your hands will help. I just appeared on a panel on Sunday with my friend Dr. Merle Nass. I've worked with her for many years on against biological weapons. And Dr. Nass is a doctor of internal medicine. She's not one of these pointy-headed lab scientists. And Dr. Nass has said she believes that hydrochloroquine can be successful here. And she said two doses a week. She's also mentioned vitamin D. I think at my recommendation, you had Dr. Levy on here talking about vitamin
That's
D.
That's an interruption. Why do you think Fauci suddenly came out for vitamin D and 4C?
Well, you know, this is a limited hangout, Alex, right? That's what Fauci's doing, just like Nixon. It's limited hangout just to protect his own rear end. You know, he's up to his eyeballs in this. He and the rest of them could get prosecuted, should be prosecuted, for violating my biological weapons.
Well, that was my next question. How do we have retribution for what we can prove? There were U.S. government funding under Obama and Fauci to create things like this. It's on record. It's not debatable. How do we prosecute them? Because that's how we bring them out of the power structure to keep using this as a power grab.
Right. Attorney General Barr could do this. Convene a grand jury, subpoenas. I mean, it's all there. I think it would be a slam dunk conviction, and Fauci and the rest of them would face life imprisonment, of course. Everyone on that UNC Wuhan BSL-4 contract. I'm not saying that Obama knew what was going on. You know, it's above his pay grade. I don't think he knows anything about this either. You know, he's behind me at Harvard Law School, but I don't think he has any scientific training or anything like that. I believe that we can treat it with therapeutics. And by the way, Alex, Wuhan, the UNC people, they knew that there was no such thing as a safe and effective vaccine here. They were not developing a vaccine. They were developing a therapeutic, remdesivir. All right, that's what they moved into to counteract.
And this is beyond key. Wuhan was developing this. They were not testing vaccines. They were testing therapeutics because they know what it's a chimera. It's so complex you can't counter it with a vaccine, right?
Well, certainly that's clear on the.
Well, even Fauci's saying now maybe a vaccine won't work.
It's not going to work. Right. This is a limited.
But how did you say that 8 months ago or 7 months? You did say vaccines won't work with this.
Sorry?
You did say vaccines would not work with this months ago.
Right. No. And now this Chinese doctor, very courageous woman, has confirmed everything I was saying. Therapeutics, I think, will work. That's the best we have. Dr. Nass feels this can be brought under control. No, Alex, I have two doctors from Harvard, but I can't pull out your appendix. You know, your father's a doctor, fine. So I have to rely on reputable, scholarly doctors who actually treat people, and I know Dr. Nass, a very courageous person. If she say these hydroxy pills can work.
Sure, we have a bunch of studies on that. So let me ask you this then. Just big picture. Obviously, a lot of political groups jumped on the bandwagon. They used the crisis for power. Where is it now with the ambassador for the U.S. and China coming out and saying, you know, they're covering it up? I mean, it looks like more and more that the public is waking up to this.
Well, maybe it's a sign that, you know, President Trump is at some point prepared to come out and level with the American people about what happened here. I know he said he didn't want to panic people. Well, okay, but I agree with you. We are in the fight of our lives here. I think.
Well, and that's it. They're not. Here's the thing. They're using the fact that he doesn't level to panic people, whereas he can just be honest about it all, level with them, and then they get the blame because they did it.
I've advised this before you on your program before, Alex. I felt President Trump just needs to get up there, lay out everything that happened here, just like I tried to lay it out to you, and then say, you know, these vaccines are worthless. It's a waste of money. They'll probably be more dangerous than useless. We need to put all our money in therapeutics and treatment. And I think if we do that, we could bring this under control. Yes.
We got about 3 minutes left. Any other tidbits you want to add for folks? We really appreciate you joining us.
No, I think I've said pretty much what I want to say. Is there? I sent you my praises there. Is there something you wanted to ask me about?
I mean,
no,
and I got it this morning. I read over most of it. I mean, it's a lot of key stuff. Some I knew, some I didn't. I mean, we could post it if you want, or you could come back again in a few days on my show, other shows, and just we do a commercial-free show, too, just to get it all on record if you want to do a show Sunday or something.
Yes, I'm always happy to talk with you, sure.
Well, listen, I'm just very honored
very
because
supportive.
I'm not a top lawyer that wrote the U.S. biological weapons law, and I just interview you. But, I mean, the listeners really appreciate it. You've been proven dead on, so now this is all coming to a head. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on just like you are.
Well, that's correct, and I'm constantly evaluating the information as it comes in. I know I hear from some of your viewers, and they send me things. I do the best I can.
That's my last question. How do people find you? Not just the books you've written, but how do people get in contact with Dr. Francis Boyle, Professor Francis Boyle?
Well, I'm just out there. You just Google my name. There it is. But I really think that President Trump needs to call a press conference and explain exactly what happened here, and that who are the culprits? I'm not in favor of, you know, going to war against China or anything like that. We need to save the American people. I believe we're in World War III here against COVID-19. We have 200,000 Americans dead already, and that is a gross underestimate of the number. Even a minimum figure is 400,000 will be dead by the first of the year.
Well, regardless, them claiming Trump has a non-response is being used to kick him out of office. And so we need to address who's behind it, who released it, and who did it. Dr. Boyle, thank you so much for the time. Please come back on with us next week with an update, and thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me on. And Biden's not going to be any better either between you and me. So
come on with us next week. Tell us what you think on everything else. Dr. Boyle, thank you so much. All right. Dr. Nick Begich, to the trailblazer in all of this, he's coming up. He's about to take over on the other side in the war room with Owen Schroyer. And, of course, weekday mornings, 8 a.m., we have David Knight and the great job he's doing. And then we, of course, weeknights now, 7 to 9, only 6 minutes ads an hour. We have Election Countdown with Yana Lorraine, Owen Schroyer, myself, and others. That is coming up tonight, 7 o'clock.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.